from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yankees have not gone into a postseason with the best record in their league since 2012. It has been a long time since record-wise the Yankees have gone into a postseason as the team to beat. And I think right now, if you polled Yankee fans, they are probably at their most confident that they've been at any point this season. And it does make me wonder, because for many, many years, it's been they better win the World Series. If they don't win the World Series, it's a disaster. You bring up 2003, you bring up 2001, Yankee fans do not have positive memories. They think about how it ended. But for a franchise that has not seen a World Series since 2009, has that bar changed? So you tell me, Sean, if this team gets to a World Series and then loses, is that enough? Or will you be doing what you've done every year for the last 5 years? And by you, I mean you and Yankee fans.
Yeah.
Calling for the manager's head, calling for the GM's head, saying everybody's broken and this sucks. Is that enough?
I have right of refusal to change this opinion if and when the time comes.
Of course.
I think it's a complete success if they make the World Series and lose. It's a complete successful season for no other reason, Evan. You know why we're sky high with confidence right now?
Go ahead.
Sure, it's Aaron Judge raking with every at-bat and making unbelievable plays in center. Sure, it's Juan Soto. Sure, it's the pitching and Gerrit Cole coming together. But my confidence is because the American League stinks.
Mm.
And any other year with a behemoth in the American League besides the Yankees, I would be really nervous and already pre-aggravated about the whole march to a potential World Series, but my confidence in the Yankees has strictly to do with the American League, and any flaw I point out at the Yankees, and they have plenty, I could point out a bigger flaw on all these other teams. So for me, I'm okay and satisfied. I know this team has flaws if they go to the World Series and lose. Now, another reason I'd be satisfied with that, I don't view this as a one-year window, and this isn't even a Soto conversation. I'm talking about the Judge, Cole, what they've built up here. The idea that they finally would exercise some demons and get to a Fall Classic, to me, would give me hope that the beginning is now yet to come.
Yeah, so here's why I'll tell you you're dead wrong. And it has nothing to do with trying to make the Yankees what they were 20 years ago. It has to do with how difficult it is to get there.
It is.
And I say this as a Met fan, as a guy that's rooted for losers, teams that need to get lucky to go on a postseason run. Because the Mets aren't in the postseason a lot. And in 2015, they were not in the postseason as the team to beat. In fact, if you remember back to that postseason, there were a handful of teams that were supposed to be better. The LA Dodgers were supposed to be better. The Chicago Cubs were supposed to be better. Okay. The St. Louis Cardinals, before they got eliminated, was supposed to be better. So the Mets get hot at the right time. They go on a run. They're in the World Series against the Kansas City Royals. And I remember that attitude was among some Met fans. Like, hey, you know, I'm just happy to be here. This is amazing. What a great run. We got a good young roster. This isn't a one-year thing. We'll be back. I didn't tell them the Mets won't be back because I knew Matt Harvey was going to get hurt or I knew Noah Syndergaard would flame out. I said it because it's really, really hard to get to a World Series. I think the Yankees are proof of that more than any other franchise. They're in the playoffs almost every single year, and yet they haven't been there since 2009. So I know it's a new taste because you haven't had it in a long time, but if you get there and it doesn't matter who the opponent is, you have to finish the job because it's so tough to get there.
I'll, of course, be disappointed if they don't win a World Series, but we're talking about whether it's a failure or not. It's been a failure that this team hasn't gone to a World Series since 2009. They need to at least get there and play there. Now, this is another thing where I bring up the right of refusal. You bring up, oh, it doesn't matter who they play. I think it does. If they play the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I'll even say the Philadelphia Phillies, who have been in the World Series more recently, they lose a hard-fought, you know, they don't get spanked. They go lose a 6-7-game series where they have their moments. I will be disheartened. I will be upset. But ultimately, I'll just look back and go, they lost to a better team. If the Yankees meet the Padres, who they just traded with for Juan Soto, if they meet the Diamondbacks, who I know they were there a year ago, and one of those teams goes on a little magic carpet ride, and this Yankee team with Soto and Judge loses to one of those teams, then yes, it is a failure. I think opponent matters, and I still think the two ultimate, and I know that recent play maybe not dictate it, the two ultimate best teams in baseball still reside in the National League, so if they lose to one of those two teams, I have to just tip my cap and go, it's not a failure.
Let me get this right now. All right, so, because I think we'd all agree, I think it's easy to say, especially with the state of the American League right now, they have to get to a World Series.
Yeah.
We've seen this team get to ALCSs. They lost the seventh game in 17. They lost the sixth game in 19. They got annihilated in 2022. They have to get to a World Series.
You might have three teams out of the six, out of the Central, who the Yankees basically crush anytime they see a playoff.
No, I get it. And everybody's flawed. I mean, even the big daddy Houston Astros have flaws.
I mean, nobody considers them the big daddy anymore. They
They are the big daddy. You're the big daddy because you haven't beat them. They're the big daddy because you need to exercise those demons against them.
The Gary Sanchez Yankees haven't beat them. These Yankees wiped the floor with them in two series.
You're really citing the regular season?
Yeah. Isn't that what
you
we're playing
played
for?
Played them
together?
In the ALCS 2 years ago after
different
Aaron Judge's
teams.
Historic year.
Different teams. I've been telling you since March, Evan, and I don't want to hear about it. These are Joe Espada's Astros now. And I don't care that Jose Altuve's over there. The Astros don't fear.
That was Dusty Baker's Astros. It wasn't even AJ Hinch's Astros.
It doesn't matter. The point is, I don't care. You can disagree with me all you want. The Yankees already flexed their muscle and proved these Astros are nothing to them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.